Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
The Early Trade for Tyre Power. Tyre Power, tyre experts you should always trade with. And for Bunnings. Bunnings Trade. Helping business is their trade. Lloydie's List for 4D Garage Doors. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au.
Now, he's the best in the business. It is the list that you want to listen to. Must say, it gets a little bit harder, doesn't it, Lorda, to come up with a topic in about 12 to 13 days' time. So we'll get creative with the list, but you've been on fire with this throughout Trade Radio for a long period of time. What is the topic this morning?
Kane, I thought I'd look back on last year's trade period and the five winners in terms of not having to give up much, but they've improved their list.
Yep.
So you can really creative here, and I just want to go back and revisit some deals where you go, oh, what a steal that was for not giving up much. So in number five, Kano, I've looked at the Tom Hickey deal. So he was brilliant for Sydney this year. He was the number one ruckman. And really, they gave away not much at all. So Sydney got Hickey, pick 34 and 60. So, and then in return, West Coast got 58, 62, a future second and future third. So it's pretty much...
Got him for free.
Got him for free. So yeah. Pick five. So number five, the win, and he becomes the number one ruckman for your football club. Number four, I've got Nick Hind. So Hind, Essendon got Hind and pick 77, and the Saints got pick 67 and 74. So another one that they got for free, and you'd say nearly he had the season probably better than Adam Saad in a sense.
Yeah, so they've lost Saad, and they got what in the end they got. A big price for Saad, and they've replaced him for nothing, and then used the pick for Saad to go to the draft and get a young player who's going to be there for 12 years.
Exactly. So a massive win. So just showing what you can potentially do in this area. Adam Chalor was probably in the best three for his club on grand final day. And we look at that one. They pretty much got him for a future second rounder. That's what the pick was for Adam Chalor. So the Doggies got Chalor. Pick 26, pick 33, and pick 42. And the Pies got pick 14 in the future second rounder. So when you even it out, it was Adam Treloar for a future second rounder. So it was a fire sale in the end.
And I guess you factor in that Collingwood are paying $300,000 of his salary. So you get a player that's worth $600,000 to $700,000, and you're paying him a third of that. So you've got to factor that in as well.
Number two, he could easily have been number one, Kane, is Alir Alir. So Alir Alir went for a future second rounder, and he was a All-Australian centre-half back. So what a great deal that was for the Port Adelaide Football Club, and not sure what went on, whether it was money, whether Sydney didn't see this in him, but an outstanding recruitment for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, no doubt. He was enormous for them and caused the opposition a lot of headaches to the point where, they tagged him in a prelim final and he didn't have the impact that he would have liked. I think the next progression for him is to really stand up in those big games or those high-pressure games against the best teams. A couple of occasions this year against the top four sides, his performance dropped off. But from where he had come from at Sydney, I think they mucked around with him a little bit at the Swans. They played him ruck, they played him forward. They'd never settled him in a position. It was a great deal for Port Adelaide, and that was one area they needed to bolster, and they did. And now they look to other areas like the midfield of how they're going to address their list this offseason.
Because a future second round is like a lottery. Who knows? It's going to be around the 30s, 40s. You rarely get a 200-game player out of that. So great deal. And I've got Ben Brown, Kane, at number one because he's a premiership player, obviously. He played 13 games for Melbourne this year. They were 11 wins, one draw, one loss. So he made a real difference to them. We asked Clayton Oliver on the Sunday Footy Show about who surprised you most. He said what Ben Brown did for us. He made us better by the time he came in. It's not the goals he kicks, because some will say he did. How much did he do? But he made them a better side. But that deal was North. So the Melbourne got Ben Brown, pick 28 and a future fourth. North got 26, 33 and a future fourth. So you say 26 and 28 cancelled each other out. The future fourths cancelled each other out. So they got Ben Brown for pick 33, really, that in the end. And he goes from the bottom team to being a premiership key forward. So
love it.
Yeah.
Who are those players going to be this trade period? Who are those, I guess, fringe type players at another club right now, but someone's going to identify them to play a role and come in and make an immediate impact? That was Lordy's list, thanks to 4D Doors, smarter, quieter, safer garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. It's time now for a trade news update.
A trade news update for Mate Internet and Mobile. Mate, award-winning Aussie service. Mobile plans from $20.
It's a bit of news around the place. Carlton is exploring the possibility of bringing in West Coast tall Jared Brander during this trade period. He's 195 centimetres. He'll meet with the Blues this week in the hope of finding a new home with the Eagles. Yet to offer him a contract for next year. He's still only 22 years of age. He played 11 senior games for the Eagles in 2021. And he's notched up 22 for his career since debuting in 2018. He's from Mildura and he was selected with pick 13 in 2017 and was originally touted as a key forward prospect. Geelong has also expressed interest in Brander. That was a trade news update for Mate Internet and Mobile, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Marty Pask, prominent player agent, is going to join us on the other side of this.
You're listening to Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Continental Tires, when everything counts, counts on Continental.